What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Find a Way Daily. This is David Kesey, head coach and founder of the league, and today's topic is stop changing gears so often. Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode of Find a Way Daily.
We can be all that much better.
Do you know somebody who has a lot of talent but doesn't do anything with it?
This ability to influence, make that happen.
What is possible for you is endless. What is stopping you is just an illusion.
Okay, so here's the thing. I want to give you a productivity hack today. This is going to be short. It's going to be right to the point. I'm not going to give you a lot of context because I think that just bringing up this subject, you're going to be like, oh my God, that's me. And then I'm going to be able to give you some tactical things that you can use to go become more productive today, okay? So here's what you have to understand. The only thing you have is your time. That's the only thing you've got. You might have money, you might have those different kinds of things, but ultimately, I mean, what's more important, money or time? You can get more money, you can't get more time. And most people don't realize that. Most people, they don't realize how valuable their time is, right? I'll give you an example. I got a calculator here. I'll give you an example. Let's say you want to make $250,000 in a year. And let's say that you're going to work 240 days a year. That comes out to $1,041.66 per day. So that means if you get sick and you can't work or whatever it is for that day, you are literally losing $1,000 based on your time. Now, let's say that you work an 8-hour day. That comes out to $130 an hour. So for every hour you don't stick to your schedule, guess what? You lose $130 for that hour. Every hour you get distracted, every hour you get into email and you get on somebody else's agenda, you lose $130 an hour. Now, I know there's more important things than money, right? Like, there are certain things that would I spend my dollar per hour to, in the evening, take my puppy for a walk? For sure. I love that guy. I would definitely do it. There are things that are more intrinsically valuable, but that's another conversation. Right now, I want to show you, like, how do you get the most out of that? How do you cash in on how valuable your time actually is? Because I want you to understand something. Your time is only as valuable as you believe it is. Your time is only as valuable as you believe it is. And so one of the things that kills productivity for a lot of people, and this is the big one, this is the title, right, is trying to switch gears in between activities and or multitasking, right? Trying to switch gears, right? You try to go from your lead generation over to handling, doing something for a client, into your email, back to lead generation, then handling this, and then back and forth, and back and forth, and back and forth. And that's hard. And just so you, and then you get mad at yourself for not being productive. Look, that's hard for anybody to do. Multitasking is a great way to water down your talent. It's a phenomenal thing to water down your talent. You want to water down your effectiveness? You want to water down your talent? Multitask. It's been proven, study after study after study, that you're not a multitasker. You're degrading the effectiveness on those different activities. What's killing your productivity is trying to switch from gear to gear to gear. So here's what I propose. Matter of fact, there's a very good book on this topic. It's called Deep Work. Deep Work. You should write that down. It's by Cal Newport, and you should read it. It's called Deep Work. And basically what he says is when you go to switch activities like that, it's just occurring to me that I've read this book like a while back, like I think 6-8 months ago or something like that. He's basically saying that when you switch activities, it's very tough to do. It's very tough to switch activities and be effective. So here's what I propose you do, okay? Because I promise this was going to be short. I propose that you batch, B-A-T-C-H, I think that's how you spell it. I'm not the spelling bee champion, okay? So don't hold me to it. Batch your most important activities together to get more done. This is a common conversation that I end up bringing up with my high-end clients, right? The people coach with me one-on-one. I talk about, like, instead of trying to be consistent every single day, some people can't do that. Some people are streaky. I'm a very streaky person. I utilize this in my weekly schedule every single week. I batch activities, right? Let's say you have a lot of videos that you need to do for that month. Well, why not pick one day, 2 days, where you wake up in the morning and you realize, today's video day, baby. I have nothing else to do. I'm not putting my attention on anything else except for doing videos. I've had clients who are like, you know what, I'm very consistent on my making calls on Monday and Tuesday, but then I start to fall off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I ask them, why do you suppose that is? Well, things just get in the way and things come up and blah, 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 blah. Okay, great. What if you took all of your calls and you made all of them on Monday and Tuesday? You would have them all done for the week. You might even get more done because this idea that Cal brings up, which is deep work, you would get more done because you would be more effective. You would be in the zone rather than scattered. Like you see this a lot with writers. Writers they go away, right? They go away and spend weeks at a time focusing on nothing with no distractions about writing. It's why they write so well. Well, for you, I don't know what activities you need to batch together to get more done, but I promise you that when you can batch activities together, right? I do this a lot. I have several videos I need to do. So me and my team and my staff, we schedule like half days, whole days on that kind of stuff so that I come in, I knock it all out. I'm focused on it. I get good at it. And then I'm much more effective at those videos because I've done back to back to back to back. I sound better. My thought processes are better, right? And I suspect that the same is true for you. So here's a couple questions I have for you on this short Find a Way Daily. Number one, how much time are you wasting because you're trying to switch gears and do another activity, right? It takes you time. And this might even be like you come home from work and then you're trying to switch gears, getting in, you know, in the zone of your spouse and your kids. And that's a totally different, right? Are you spending time going, okay, before I walk in there, let me get in the zone, right? Let me get in the zone of that before I walk in. How much time though on this is specifically mostly for your business, like how much time are you wasting trying to react to other people's stuff rather than batching your activities together? The second question I have for you, I want you to write this in your journal, is what are your most important activities and how can you batch them together to compound your results? Because that's what it will do. It will compound your effectiveness. It will compound your results. What are the most important activities and how can you batch them together to have more better results, okay? Because multitasking, like I said, is a great way for you to water down your talent, okay? I hope you got a lot out of this. If there's somebody that you know that could use this message, maybe somebody on your team, maybe somebody that you know, maybe somebody listening to this podcast right now, I'd love it if you shared it with them. And if you haven't come said hi on social media, please do so. I'm grateful for your ear. I hope you got a lot out of this. And every single day of your life, until I talk to you next time, go out there and relentlessly go find a way to win. Talk to you soon.